This administration fundamentally believes that the Xi Jinping government poses an existential threat to U.S. national security, says Sam Sachs, cybersecurity policy and China digital economy fellow at the New America think tank. Large Chinese companies are in the crosshairs, and then it's a moving target what the specific risk is. The risk with TikTok is very different from that presented by the telecom giant Huawei, which the Trump administration has targeted with sanctions and encouraged allies to blacklist. Huawei is a market leader in building 5G infrastructure, and security concerns on communications networks are self-evident, though in the Huawei case, improved. The fear with TikTok appears to be that Beijing could pair data gleaned from the app with information already harvested in hacking on U.S. citizens. As a national security argument, it's pretty weak, says Adam Siegel, a cybersecurity expert at the Council on Foreign Relations. The reality is that the Trump administration is acting primarily on commercial concerns, he says. TikTok is the first social media platform out of China that became truly global. Banning TikTok would be an escalation, but in keeping with a broader trend of economic disengagement between the rival superpowers. In recent years, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States has ramped up blocking Chinese acquisitions of U.S. strategic assets. The Trump administration is also threatening to delist Chinese firms trading on U.S. bourses that fail to properly disclose financial information. For Orrit Frankel, a former official at the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative who has worked on Asia trade policy for more than three decades, it's a marked change of attitude. 20 years ago, no one foresaw things moving in this direction, she says. To descend into a full-fledged Cold War would be extremely unfortunate. Responsibility also lies with Beijing, which, on top of compelling private firms to aid national security matters, shrouds its economy in red tape and still denies access to Facebook, Twitter, Google, and many other U.S. firms.